crown to know that I'm a queen.
Hello, hello. So excited to be back. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into season 4, the first episode of the 4th season. I've definitely missed sharing information on Expressive Espresso. And also just to add, because I think some people may have gotten confused, Sip the Podcast is just the hashtag to follow for Expressive Espresso. So just wanted to make sure that you all know that this is still Expressive Espresso, but Sip the Podcast is the hashtag to follow, and also the website. So throughout this mini break, I've been writing more on the blog. If you have gone to sipthepodcast.com, gaining more knowledge so that I can share it with you all. And speaking of which, I can't go on with this episode and not talk about the recent, well, maybe not so recent, H&M campaign where the young boy was placed in a campaign with a monkey on his sweatshirt, right? Because the title of this episode is called Clickbait. And in my personal opinion, I definitely was the monkey, if you're not aware, has a negative message associated with Black people. Just look it up historically. H&M as a company, and having, I'm sure, an in-house PR person, they controlled it and apologized. And that's what you're supposed to do as a brand. With all the negativity around this, what has H&M gained? Well, you guys are talking about it. I'm talking about it. Publicity. People are talking, weighing in their opinions on this campaign, and are actually motivated to Photoshop the shirt to represent something else. I say this example to turn a negative into a positive. So how can you as a business, brand, service consultant have the people talking? Well, I'm going to start with your moneymaker, your lifeline. Your lifeline would be your email list. With this episode, I'm going to give you 4 ways to have your email subject lines engaging and effective to increase your open rates. With your email, it's one metric that we consistently watch and try to improve, which is our email open rates. There's good reason for it, too. If your subscribers aren't opening your email, then they can't read about your newest program, your latest must-have tool discovery, or that epic blog post that you just wrote. The trouble is you have about 2 seconds to entice a reader to open your email. Even worse, you have to do it in 10 words or less because people have the attention span of a gnat. So here are some tricks that you can use. 1, be ambiguous. If you've been on Facebook lately, there's no doubt that you've seen those clickbait headlines that says things like, she asked for this box of Wheat Thins and I'm drooling. The reason headlines like that work is because we can't help but want to know what this is. Is it sugar? Is it salt? Peanut butter? We imagine the possibilities, but in the end, we have to find out. So we click. Just like there was a YouTube video about Jay-Z apparently cheating on Beyonce, and he hardly even talked about it. So that's an example of clickbait. 2, use numbers. Just like with resume writing, like I said, I've had a resume business for a few years, and numbers are important because the employer wants to quantify what you've improved at your current position or your last position and how you can help them grow as well. Here are a few examples for creating must-read content using numbers. 1 is 7 hidden benefits of waking up at 5 a.m., 3 unlikely ways to close the sale, or 5 social media platforms you shouldn't be ignoring. The reason numbers work so well in subject lines is because we are egocentric and curious. We simply must know. So knowing that, we will either walk away from feeling good about being a great marketer, or we will have learned something new. Both are compelling reasons to open an email. 3rd technique is use power words. Just as with all writing, choosing power words are far more effective than settling for their weaker counterparts. So when using power words, here's an example of two subject lines that appear in your inbox. Just think which one you're more likely to open. First one is WordPress makes better looking websites for non-designers, or create a gorgeous website even if you're not a designer. While both subjects offer the same information, the first one is just weak, while the second one is far more compelling. And the last approach would be start a conversation. So email marketing lets you start a two-way conversation that will benefit you and your readers. Don't just push your message to them. Encourage them to share their feedback and ideas. This approach has worked well with many companies. So all in all, when it comes to email subjects, there are a few more tips to keep in mind if you want to up your open rates. One, keep it short. No more than 10 words at the very most. Test everything. Use your autoresponder like MailChimp or ActiveCampaign split testing functionality to see which subject line styles perform best in your market. And definitely use personalization, but sparingly. The bottom line is, if your subscribers aren't opening your email, they're not buying. Paying closer attention to your subject lines is the single most important thing you can do for your email marketing campaigns. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the first episode of the fourth season. And like I said, I am so excited. I'm so happy to be back. I have some great interviews lined up and definitely more subjects that will help your brand, you as a professional or as a side hustler. I have been your host, Alexis DeAndrew Coley. And until we meet again, have a great week.